Welcome back to MMD. We're back here, Fireside.
Get this thing set up. Goddamn, get off my shoulder, bitch.
What the fuck just happened? No, it's still good.
Alright.
Fuck, it's coming off the charger.
Alright, we're good. We're Fireside. Oh, what's going on, fuckers? You got Dirtbag Justin here.
Aw, yeah.
Got Cowboy Sneed over here.
Cowboy. And the motherfucker decided to move 3,000 miles away on the other side of the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Brandon Sneed. Home for the holidays. What's going on, fuckface?
Which one's cold weather? Leaving 80 degrees and coming back to 40 is nice. I'll say that.
About to hit this motherfucker up again.
So how much did, did it fuck with the kids or Dakota any coming back, like with the weather changed all of a sudden?
No. Dakota gets cold easy, so good. I mean, she's had to come back. So
yeah.
She's wearing a jacket. Shit, you see me? I didn't even bring it.
So. Right. Justin, I have one in the car. Just
get
case.
That shit right there and put it in her.
I went over there doing Thanksgiving with her family. I went over there and ate. Everybody's hanging out.
Right.
About 10 kids. Most of them I don't really know. Running around, screaming.
I don't know or want to be around.
that's always how it goes. They fucking invited me to Sierra and Chris invited me out to out of fucking Sierra did. I don't know who fucking invited me, one of the two. To Chad and Holly's, and they're like distant fucking cousins on Isla's side. It's like I wasn't invited, so I'm not gonna go. That's how I am. It's like, dude, that's how I am now.
I'm that way too.
It's like if I don't get an invite or anything like that, but they always hit me with the, well, you're always invited, and it's like, well, it's not like I know about it.
Right. Excuse to not have been like, I got to pay attention to every fucking holiday that
I mean,
happens. Like,
if we're going to justify that right quick, I don't have any of my family added on my other main account, so it's not like they can get a hold of me.
Mm.
So, like the fucking, they had a Halloween party on my dad's side, like, distant fucking aunts and uncles, and they're like, you going to go? And I'm like, I didn't even know what was fucking happening this year. And I was like, I didn't get an invite. And they're like, oh, you're always invited. And it's like, I don't know, we'll fucking see. I ain't fucking going just because of free food and shit.
Right.
So. I feel like it goes that way. Like, they'll invite you a few times, and then after that, they're like, well, we're just going to assume that he's going to come, and if not, then nothing works for us.
Expendable.
You know, that's how it feels like, though. Like, as I'm getting older, I feel like people, like, they'll stop messaging me first. They won't invite you to places.
Not only that, but, dude, it's like as soon as the, that's one thing I noticed, as soon as the grandparents are fucking gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, like, fam, dude, it's just instant, dude. Like, I mean, I don't think we've done anything for, like, 2 years now, like, since my dad passed away.
Since fucking dad died, a lot of fucking distance between that fucking side of the family.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
hear
shit from my Arkansas side of the family.
Yeah.
But I'm not glad, but I'm also kind of, because it was the Bible Thumpers, you know? And they're like, they knew what I fucking did. Oh, I'd be getting fucking scorned from everybody down there.
I mean, my family.
That friendly lady. Oh, yeah, there is a.
What?
You talking about that chick that you had over that? You talking about your grandpa would kick your ass if he knew?
Oh, no. He's the one that lived here.
Oh, okay.
No, this is my mom's side here.
No, I thought that's what they're talking about. I thought that's what you were talking about. They knew what.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know. Both fucking sides of the family are kind of racist. Down south, that polite racism, it's like, oh. They're over there. Let's walk over here.
Oh, my.
Yeah, let's walk over here.
I think there's a
sale
of stuff over here in the meat department, you know. We'll go to the fucking taco section later.
all of my, like, great-grandparents were like that. Like, every one of them.
Yeah. That's a motherfucker, dude.
They were raised in that time.
I mean, my grandma was after the Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she was such a nice lady. And then as soon as that kicks in, dude, she like grabbed this nurse by the shirt and she called her a nigger.
Oh,
like, dude, yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's how
grandma,
you knew she was far, because, man, my grandma wouldn't hurt a fucking fly. Other than Sean.
Rather than two pieces of sticks right there. There's the thicker fuckers that he brought up.
And the bad thing is, it's like, you know that it's kind of like being drunk. It's like, I've been polite, but inside I've wanted to say this for a long time. And now I just don't know.
I think that's what it is. It's like, once you get Alzheimer's, you fucking bullshit and go straight out the window.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, you just don't care. And they don't know any better.
That's the sound of Scott's face breaking the other day. That crack. God damn it, dude. Are we going to address the elephant in the fucking room again? For everyone to fucking know, get it from the horse's
mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
I just want to know, like, first off, why wasn't anybody recording?
Dude, I tried.
We didn't think it was going to fucking happen.
Dude, I tried as soon as it started breaking down, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then my phone just couldn't catch up. Like, that's the thing. And then, like, Richie was talking to Scott's dad about it and was like, he was like, oh, yeah, Justin was even trying to record it. And I was like, who the fuck won it? It's a fight. I was like, dude, world star, bitch. Like,
what did that say?
Oh, he was just like, oh, yeah, pretty much, like, he had everything coming to him. I think he deserved all that. Well, he fucking did.
I hope it ends up serving as a wake-up call.
Yeah, we'll fucking see.
He hasn't looked at my message that I'm aware of yet, so.
Oh, you sent him a message too? Finally?
So I told him last night, I said, dude, you need to message him like now and tell him exactly what's going on, why you're mad. Because right now, Sam is out there trying to make it sound like all sorts of different things and just spreading the shit. That's all she's doing. Stirring the pot.
Yeah, she stays at home all day, dude.
Dude, I know. Yo, yeah, I mean, she got nothing better to do.
Grab that one.
And that's what's crazy. Like, how do you not go anywhere and you still got that much drama?
Yeah.
People thrive on it.
Yeah,
dude.
They look
for it,
dude.
I used to thrive on that shit so bad back in out of high school, dude. Like, we were fucking just caught up in the fucking ghetto shit. Alright?
Yeah, trolling and just living off drama. Or
yeah, man, that's just how it was, you know? And trust me, you grow out of that, but some people fucking don't. And you could tell the people that fucking don't, you know?
Or they got to it late.
Dude. Her for drama and him for partying, I guess.
Fuck. But even then, man, fucking just partying with me is just done slowed down. I mean, big party once every fucking year, you know, with that.
Shit, I'll even do a couple times a year. They're spread out on, you know, 3 months apart or some shit like that,
yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, there's usually, like, what, like, St. Paddy's Day, fucking you got...
I ain't done shit for St. Paddy's Day in years.
I went to O'Connell's, I think it was last year or the year before,
Something like that.
But, dude, it was hilarious because I was, like, very much the fucking minority in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was insane, yeah. Dude. It got real midnight dark.
Yeah, I think you were the one who fucking originally told me that shit was, like, it's...
Yeah, dude.
It's
I used
whole
to love
different
that
bar.
Fucking
yeah.
Bar, dude. I used to go there all the time. It was right down the street, dude. And then
stop paying your bill.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Go, man.
No, that was at the other one.
Oh.
That was at Frawley's.
Usually they close that down.
Well, I mean,
Imperial?
This Imperial.
They close it down.
Really?
Yeah, it's done.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Close
I don't
down.
Own the tab.
When?
Not too fucking long ago.
I don't know, $50
bar
tab.
Imperial fucking
yeah.
Close down.
Yeah.
$350 fucking tab.
Yeah, it was like $58 or something.
What, that Mexican joint down there by Club Fitness is gone? Fucking closed
really?
Up shop, yeah.
Really?
I thought they were doing good.
Yeah, even for takeout.
Man, COVID
yeah,
fucking killed it. COVID killed everything.
Maybe they did way better indoors.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, like, alright, so explain to me how Applebee's, like, you can't eat inside, but we'll put a tent outside and you come eat inside there. How the fuck does that make any
dude,
sense?
It's, dude, it's at don't. Work they have the same thing. They have a bunch
fuck
of shit
you?
At work. That's the same fucking way. With like tents outside and they put like chairs further away and all this stuff. But then when I walked in there one day to the front office, like I had to go back through there because they locked the other door after a certain time to make sure they come through the front door to get temp checked. But I walk in, their entire fucking people, like the temps that are getting hired on, are all in there. Nobody's hardly wearing masks. They're definitely not 6 feet apart.
No.
They were like nut to butt, dude. Me trying to get through that fucking room, like I had to stop for a second and like just stare at this guy that's there. I'm just like
right.
You gonna move, dude? And then he's like, oh, my bad. And he like kind of scoots to the side. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I get
it's
through.
A fucking circus tent full of bullshit. I mean, it's just.
I'm telling you, dude.
It's like they're trying to fucking get shit done. You know? Oh, we're COVID safe. But you just made everyone colder. That's it. You know, you put a fucking tent outside and that's it.
Yeah,
COVID and pneumonia.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, COVID in the case of the fucking shivers. I don't know what's going on.
I'm telling you, dude. Back home, they got, like, Sweeney, they've just straight said, like, we're not enforcing it. Nobody wears masks in the stores. I mean, you can, but they're not enforcing it.
I mean,
right.
That's good, because I remember last time it was pretty fucking, like, you guys... Pretty much had you there at the beginning, but I guess you guys got fucking sick of it enough.
Well, I guess so. The mayor like put out notice like we're not enforcing it. Police department's not enforcing it. Like
right.
We're still gonna have the signs up. So like if somebody comes by and says something like yeah.
Oh, I just almost sat on my nuts.
All right, that's what most jobs around here or most places are doing. I think the only one that really enforces it hard is Walmart and Quick Trip.
Just your fucking, there, I don't even
every
think
other gas trick station. Every time I go in, man, they're on my ass about it. Like, I before I even get up to the door, guy's pointing at his fucking face. Like, I'm
dude,
like,
I walked in
bro.
The other day and just walked right past him without a mask. I wasn't even thinking about it, you know. And this black chick walked up and she go, and I seen her walking up looking right at him and was like, oh, fuck. And I was filling up a cup. And she's like, you need a mask? I said, yeah, I left mine in the truck. And she come back with a decent little black chick there, dude. She ain't bad. Went up on Madison.
No such
thing. You
know? No such
thing. I'm going to love her all races, all right?
I got to show you love.
Yeah. Why don't you just knock up all the black chicks and get the get all that sweet dude, tax breaks? Then you can just abandon the kids after the first year.
Knock up all the black chicks and fucking purify the race.
You don't have to.
Or taint the race.
You don't have to win the lottery by playing the lottery. Sometimes there's, you know, little loopholes. That's one of them. It's about 9 baby mamas.
Tax time's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You could live on that. You make sure you do an even number. So if you knock up 10 chicks, you let 10 have the check that year, and you get the other chicks like, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep, every other year. Well, as long as you come around, show them some love.
Right, yo. Papa's here. He's back from the war.
He's back from the war. He's back from the war.
What the fuck you warring against? A fucking buffet in China or something like that? What the fuck is going on? It's like, yeah, man, it's a motherfucker. I was knee deep in the fucking spare rib brigade. You know.
Oh, my God. But some people, they don't even care. Like, you just tell them, like, hey, I'm just letting you know, like, I would split it with you. I'll give you a baby.
Yeah.
No big deal. You can leave him at your house for
another year. Dude, it's like a business, bro.
You still go out to the club. There's people out there that do that. That's
straight
hustle.
Up business, bro. Yeah. If they get some of that extra link a month and they get they get some housing and shit
like look,
that. Like,
you got, I gave you 3 kids. Let me get about $300 of that fucking link and I'll give you fucking this year's tax.
Dude.
As long as I alternate between the two, you know.
I don't know how it is here, but when I first moved to Texas, I was unemployed for that first month or so, looking for a job.
Yeah.
Dude, we applied for Link. They straight give us $350 a month for it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Fucking dude, think about it like this. Brittany's bitch ass had 2 kids, all right? Wasn't even living with her. Different fucking state, all right? She's still cleaning up $250.
I understand.
Was she claiming them?
Claiming
on
like
taxes?
On taxes?
Yeah.
I don't think she ever fucking no, because she never got she wasn't fucking working.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can
still I don't
claim
think she ever fucking did.
Well, even
hopefully
if she could still put them down.
Hopefully,
and
hopefully
for
the
that.
Fucking cops knocking on that cunt's fucking
oh, yeah,
door.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah, cause she's back into her stuff, didn't she?
I fucking oh my god! Don't get me started on that fucking bitch.
She
made any strange contacts since then? Like, or have you ever had any of them weird like? You felt you're looking into your soul from behind, and you're like, you turn around, you're like, oh, fuck.
See, you're walking around, you get a cold chill, like.
Well, no, dude, I was walking down the stairs the other day. Like, no, it was yesterday.
Burnt meth pipe.
It was like last night. I'm walking down the stairs after I left there from, like, Angie's and all of them. I'm coming back down the stairs, and for some reason, like, I just have this, like, that feeling of, like, extreme, like, death near you. You know, like, where you impending doom is what
right.
they call it. Like, right on the stairs, and I stop, like, mid-track, and I'm like, the fuck? Like, I'm looking around, and, like, no, nothing else
is going
on. He
said there was a fucking ghost in the house, bro. Like, I tell you what it was.
Is that really?
God, no, this isn't mine.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this is where I just stopped there, on the, like, halfway down the stairs, and it just, like, I had this, like, impending dread, just, like, just wash, and I'm just like.
You know what it was? It was Holly coming to the door, getting ready to knock.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I kind of, like, put my hands out, and I'm
he
like.
He goes like this.
The fuck's going on?
I smell sulfur.
Like, oh yeah. So I kind of, like, stopped, and I, like, all right. And I, like, walked down the stairs real slow the rest of the way, and I'm like, okay. I did check a few things. Like, I checked the gas in the house, and, you know, just
well,
in case, I was like, dude, like, why did I feel
fucking
that? Like,
Jace, who no fucking knows? He fucking with the fucking gas.
That's why I had to take the knobs off, bro, because that house was full of gas one day, bro. Like, it legit, he left, like, 2 of the fucking sides on.
We've had to do that, too.
And I'm like, bro, and you just heard it in there fucking.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And, you know, I was up, like, I think I was upstairs using the bathroom, and then he was in the room watching the show, which usually he doesn't get up from, but he's like, oh, I guess I'm just going to go downstairs, fuck it, today, and, like, goes down. Fucking turns it off. By the time I come back down there, I smell it before
well,
anything.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I'm sitting there, I'm, oh, fuck, like, especially with how that
you're lucky
like,
you didn't hit a fucking
shit.
Match right when you did. Hit your fucking pipe.
Well, that was, like, that was before I was smoking a bunch at the house, like. I mean, usually I leave it downstairs anyways, unless I'm, like, not that high, and I'm like, all right.
Fuck that.
Not that high.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah. It's actually burning pretty good now. Fuck, man. It's not big, but it's good enough. There's that fucking piece right there on the fucking swing.
Oh.
Oh, a few more decent-sized ones out there, too. If that, between those, if that big log is going, we'll be okay.
Well, that big one's burning slow.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing it fucking cook the edges off.
I don't know if this one's going to burn that good at all, because it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, but you heard that cracking. That's fucking good.
That took a lot.
Out there for a minute. So we could have set that motherfucker on fire, but it'd have been a motherfucker to control.
Nah, I think this is still like...
That one that's straight ahead, it's huge. It's about the size of my fucking truck.
This is still like moist wood.
Yeah.
There's a big pile out there.
Yeah, this is fresh as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll fucking catch.
Right before I left, I'm in there. I kept going in there and telling Caden, because it's like, these kids, they were like his age. But dude, these kids are out of control. And they kept messing with him. Finally, he ended up getting mad and just shoved him down. And he starts crying. So I was telling him, like, dude, if people are fucking with you, you just got to... You gotta be the bigger man.
Yeah.
Show him who's boss.
And uppercut the shit out of him.
Yeah. So.
Uppercut the fuck out of him.
That's the one thing they don't expect is an uppercut.
Yeah.
Especially a toddler.
Dude. He come out and the aunt, she's like, what happened? What's going on? He's crying. Caden comes out and they're like, what happened? He's like, well, he's saying he fell down and.
That's just something the gangster fucking Caden coming out. He's like, he fell.
Yeah, I don't know what
happened. He comes over the black eye. He ran into the fucking door dime. I don't know what the fuck happened.
No, he said something hit him in the nuts. I'm not sure what. I'm like, dawg, come on.
Oh, Caden fucking fucking soccer ball kicked him right in the boys.
That's my purse. I don't know you. Dude. That fucking Adam punch the other day. That
Jesus fucking got. Christ, dude.
If I'd have seen that. Oh, man.
Dude, and then he fell, bro. That was one of the best.
It made me fucking jump out of the chair because I heard it thud. And that fucking eye, the whole, and it was out of the corner of my eye. Like, you know, you see shit in your eye, and you're like, I don't know if I seen that.
Yeah.
I was talking to Richie, and I seen him fucking turn and just hook right in the fucking nuts. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Richie will have them, like, fuck around with each other sometimes. Like, Adam will be sitting there, and he's like, hey, Landon, let's go over there and punch him in the dick.
Dude, that's going to backfire.
Right. Yeah, at some point.
He's gonna turn around and punch Richie in the dick. He's gonna be mad.
Yeah, he might have already tried to at some point. Shit, like, God, yeah, that's fucking. Dude, that fucking hat, bro. The hat.
Oh, for fuck's sake, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, the only thing that would have been better if you had a case of crabs. Have you seen Scott walking around without the hat going?
Itching. Oh.
And you see you see Sam coming out.
Yeah.
Just
itching here. The motherfucking shit out of him. That's why your hair was down. Dude, I was cracking Richie up the whole fucking time.
I would have went and got the shit to get taken care of like that.
That was fucking Richie was cracking up, dude. Anytime I'd fucking mention that, her fucking hair is like, you know, you look like a fucking homo with your hair down. What I said, dude, you look like a lesbian that's really been through it.
Dude, Scott gets caught up in all this, and Josh murders him.
Dude, what I was talking about the other day,
like some love triangle shit, you know?
Oh, man.
She said that he stayed over there last night. Josh stayed over there. So it's like, she's fucking both of them.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Yeah.
He's like,
No, because he apparently. Okay, so from what she said, she's like, oh, yeah, he's. Josh is just mad at me because, like, I don't give him any or whatever. She was like. And that, you know, that's the last thing on my mind or whatever. And then all that happened right with Scott. I'm sitting there and I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
I don't give
the last thing on your mind.
She's a compulsive fucking liar.
Yeah.
Don't give him any.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's ain't nothing changed. She's still in that high school drama fucking bullshit. Like I said, some people fucking thrive on that. Because their lives are so goddamn dull, you know?
Dude, I mean, you see what she does. That's all she does all day.
That's what I'm saying, man. It is what it is, though. Fuck them.
I'm not gonna lie though, because she opened up the door, she's like, hey! I'm like, what's up? She's standing there smiling, been down, picked up a bag full of drinks. She gets a straight ass look around, slammed the door. I said, oh yeah, just like old times.
Just like when you walked into the house, man?
Yeah, just like old times.
Oh, well, that's just so disrespectful. I don't know why they're having drinks. Like, bitch! Okay, first off, I'm not an alcoholic. Second off, I'm not going to change my whole life because somebody else has their own fucking problems. Like, fuck them. Like,
call her on that shit today.
Like, if Scott wants to have that big of a fucking ordeal about us drinking or, he, like, what he say? He oh, he thinks. All right, maybe, like maybe we're testing him. Is what he thought. Is what?
No.
He told Jay.
If
that
he
message.
Was taking his sobriety seriously, he wouldn't have fucking come around. He would have seen you in the drinks. And be like, all right, I'm going downstairs.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't
or
even
whatever.
Get the.
I know. He, I mean, dude. Well,
I kind of waited for a minute. I left the drink out in the car this? Until afterwards.
As soon as he fucking left, he went upstairs for about an hour and a half after we before we left. As soon as we start getting ready to leave, he come downstairs. Did you notice that?
Because then as I was walking out the door, he was the only one that... He just walked down the stairs as I was walking out. Like, John went out first. John's opening the other door already. I'm trying to get Jace out of the door and all this shit. And then I feel like this, like, shove. Because I'm pulling the door closed. And the only other person that was there was fucking Scott.
Probably.
I'm already pissed at this because you seen when that motherfucker was walking in front of you and he turned around and he said that shit to me. What was it?
Justin the dick or something. Or like that.
Piece of shit or something like that. And you know, I'm just sitting there and I was like. And Brandon just looked at me and he's like.
I stepped back. I'm like.
No, he did. He went like this and slimmed down the aisle for a second, you know, like, right there next to the table. And I'm like.
I was reaching in for my phone. I'm like, I ain't missing this one. I'm recording this.
if any time was to knock him out now, it's now when he's.
Well, no, here's the thing. I sent him that message and let's see what he does with the message. That's the main thing.
What'd you send him?
Like, dude, it was this whole message. Like, dude, the main reasons I'm mad at you is, one, how you fucking drink and how you act while you drink.
Right.
And, like, let's not get into this too much because you already know what I've said because I've said it a billion times. And I was like, the second one is me getting this loan out and you not making any payments on it and me having to sell my fucking gun or pawn my gun.
Right.
And you acting like, you know, forgetting that I did this or something like that, you know, out of the fucking blue.
Well, like I said, he acted like he hadn't talked to you and wasn't sure of what you'd said or if you'd even said it. I talked to him about it today, and I told him straight up because I don't know if he said I was going to say something to him last night and ask him if he said it, but he was walking out the door when I came down. He's like, he goes, but if he was that worried about it, he shouldn't even be buying weed. I said, well, I'm going to put it like this. I can see both sides. Yeah, if he's needing it, he could not buy weed and he could go save up. I understand that.
Oh, no, 100%. But
at the same time, if I was him, I'd be really pissed off at you right now for making that promise that you were going to pay that loan and not paying any money.
Because that's the only reason. I didn't even need to take that loan in reality. In all reality, I did not.
No,
because if you think about it, halfway through, not even halfway, like 3 days in, I got my fucking state taxes in.
Well, not just that.
So that would have been solid.
You weren't the one spending the money.
No, I was. Exactly. Exactly.
Dude, me and Justin went out half and half on a $50 tab
right.
to pay for Scott at this dinner at Golden Corral. And I don't even remember if he said thank you.
I don't think he did. Never does.
At that point, that's whenever I really got pissed off at him. Because like after he was out of his drugs and his drinks, he just acted
like...
Dude,
yeah, man. Like, dude, that last little bit, dude, he was talking to see if he could front... If I could front him money to give to Brandon to buy that from him.
I'm like...
And I'm like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, what?
He's wanting money to go buy stuff. And I'm just like, dude... And so, we're going to be playing Xbox, going to the beach, going just to go sight. Like, we went down to Galveston and just walked around. It's like, once he didn't have money to buy drinks, he for real just walked around with his head down, hands in his pockets, short
dude,
responses.
Yeah.
Like,
and I drink. Even bought him fucking, what was it, like two margaritas there?
Yeah.
That were like fucking like 13, 14 bucks a piece or some shit
yeah.
like that. Like, bought him them, and then even then, like, I don't think I got a fucking single thank you from him.
Come on, bitch.
Which usually mine either take a second or I have to remind myself, but I mean, fuck, I'm not that bad about it. Like, Jesus.
The way I look at it, so as of right now, and it's happened too many times to tell if it's genuine or not, he is acting like he's wanting to turn his stuff around, acting like he's not going to be drinking, that he kind of understands what's going on.
That's
good.
At the
same time, he's going to have to realize it's going to take a while for anyone to take this seriously.
Right, because this is the, like, 50th time with us.
Like, dude, you can sit there and tell me, oh, I'm 4 or 5 days sober. All right, call me when you get fucking to a year. All right, because that first year's a motherfucker.
Well, dude, he doesn't even have to stop. I told him, I said, you don't have to stop drinking. What you need to do is stop drinking for a while and have some money saved. Get your place and get your stuff together. Once
but the boy is too... he's too damn afraid to live by himself. All right, you know, it's just how it is.
He's just going to get over that unless he's going to find a random roommate. Because
which the thing is,
none of his friends. I don't even mind living with Scott if it's not him being fucked up all the time. That's the thing. When I lived with Scott,
Bro, you got a
kid. And we weren't drinking all the time, you know? Like,
that's what you gotta look out first for your fucking kid.
Well, right.
Not fucking Scott.
Right.
Which, no, when I mean, you finally this is fucking like, said, yo, I'm not fucking having you move in, I was like, it's about fucking time.
Right.
You know? Because I know he kept egging you on, egging
you
on.
Dude, because every time he fucking asked me, man, he was like backing me into a corner like he's gonna fuck me or something, you know? I was like, Jesus. Like, and so I'm like, oh, dude, I don't know, let me look into it, you know, or some shit. And then finally he just busted me out on there. I'm like, all right, bro, let's throw him on the table. Like,
good.
Like, shit.
Because what did I tell you when he was first, I think, who was he living with before Chelsea? He's with somebody. And then he tried talking. This is right when you fucking got in there. And he was trying to get in. I told you. I was like, don't let him fucking move in. This is right when you fucking moved into where you're at now.
Yeah. I remember he was trying to talk to me there for a while about it. He had moved from Chelsea's to...
But then Chelsea took him back. Which I don't get how they fucking made it as long as they did.
No, I really don't.
Because fucking Scott's the luckiest human being on the planet.
Dude, honestly,
I'm telling you, why he doesn't go play fucking lotto or go gamble at some point, like,
Good
go
snap.
Play some blackjack or
fuck
something.
Fuck yeah.
Because like, there's something about it, it's just dumb luck. There's no.
There's not really any kind of explanation for it.
Right.
I
feel like we know more about our oceans than we know about Scott's fucking luck. Like, jeez.
Geographical Justin here again.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard, like, and moving in with somebody, like, you start to see, because I remember, like, me and Kendall were best
pass
friends.
That shit. Hold up. So,
we're best friends. It's regular crowd.
OG.
I move in with him, and it's like, I let him out. So, first off, he moves in. He's like, hey, my brother Randy's going to come over with his truck. He's going to be bringing my stuff over here today. So I'm like, okay, cool.
He's just bringing one thing.
Dude, I'm like, let me know when he gets here. I'll help you carry it in. So, we go out. Him and Randy already pulled the dresser out. Me and Kim will grab it from the ground, carrying it up the stairs, get inside. I turn around to open the door, and he's driving off.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, dude, he's taking off the rest of your stuff. He's like, no, that's it. I'm looking at him, I'm like, what do you mean you got one dresser? Like, you got no TV, nothing? He's like, no, I just got a dresser. So I'm like, okay. So we went out, got a futon, pulls out to a bed, put it in the living room, I'm like, crash here, that's cool. Like, he didn't have no money.
Who's this?
It was Kendall. Me and Sean got an apartment, and he needed a place to go, so we let him move in there.
Right.
When I say this dude, like, I know some people, like, are...
He lived in the living room like it was a bedroom?
Oh, he not only did he do that, his showers, when I say less than 5 minutes, from closing the door to opening it back up, he'd come out with shorts on, and his back was soaked. Like, he didn't dry it off. I don't know how he used soap. He'd come outside and he'd get in a pile of clothes. He'd start picking it up and smelling stuff to see if it was clean.
Right.
And sometimes he'd do 2-3. Like, is it really clean enough to wear?
You know, he turns it inside out. And he goes,
bro, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's all right.
And he'd do that. So it's like,
I mean, I had to do that in the military for a while, but yeah, that was when I was like in a one locker situation. Yeah, you know, I was rushed and shit. But
yeah,
Weekend warrior Justin here.
Yeah,
it was to the point where I was like, you start learning saving stuff about people, and I got to the point where me and him were butting heads a lot. I'm like, dude, this ain't working. I gotta go.
You and Kendall?
Oh, this is gonna end up.
Well, that's the different. Well, right, and that's the different thing. It's like, okay, some people you could be around for a little bit. Like, okay, so let's say a Jerry Scuturo, for example.
Yeah.
Cool dude. For the most part. But if you spend too much time with them, depending, varies per person, I guess. But mine was like 8 hours. Anything past that was too much. Or if it was drunk, it was like 4 hours. But, yeah, that was the same shit. Sean's kind of the same way. I don't mind hanging out with my brother, but he's a fucking faggot. So, I don't know. Like,
dude, you guys always argue every time we hang out, too.
I know, every time. It's not even me starting. He just, like, fucking brings shit up for some reason.
Is he still dicking down that Heather chick?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, or they're, like, just stuck in limbo. Like.
Right. Well, they moved down to, like, fucking Missouri or something.
Well, apparently, from what Josh was telling me, like, he used to go over to Josh's dad's house and, like, buy painkillers from him all the time. And it was, like, hardcore shit. Like, he was, like, apparently way worse than Scott.
Talking about
like Sean. Yeah, he said, like, I knew, like, at some point he would, like, he took money from my grandma and, like, and sold, like, shit, pawned it or whatever. Like, he did all that for drugs. Like,
he posted on Facebook every once in a while talking about how bad his teeth hurting. So,
yeah,
I got a feeling because normally, like, so when I see some trash people on Facebook do that, 9 times out of 10, it's trying to get somebody to say, hey, I got some stuff I'll sell you.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was bad.
It just it takes a second to come over, like.
But Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, welcome back for the fucking week. Jesus Christ.
Man,
last time you've been back for a minute, hasn't it?
Yeah, since awesome.
When are you going down there next year?
July? August.
No, I'm planning on March.
Oh, March, okay.
So, coming up. Because my fucking, it'd be a year I've been at G4S now for next month.
Dude, that went fast. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how?
So I get my fucking PTO days. I get a week's off.
Right, right. So you'll get that, and then you'll. Oh fuck, dude.
Yeah.
So you need to use some vacation, go down there in March. You can switch off and on driving. It won't be so.
Fuck yeah, dude. Going on the car.
This big motherfucker with us. Yeah. So.
What, your truck?
Oh yeah, I'm not taking your fucking car.
Well, no, I was just.
That's
just
a small ass fucking ride, dude. That's too much fucking nut crunching. In one fucking car, dude. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, time that shit off for like Monday through Friday and then leave that Friday before.
I get Saturdays and Sundays off, so.
Right, leave that.
I'll take a Friday fucking night week, or but I'll probably keep a few days, so it'll be. I'll take. We'll fucking probably go down there. I don't know when it is. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the festival is. So. I'd have to take it like on a Monday. No. Somewhere in between, probably a fucking Thursday. Because it takes about a day to drive there, right?
It's like 13, 14
hours.
Yeah,
so I fucking leave up there on a
We switched out at Texarkana.
Meet up with you on Thursday, or Wednesday night into Thursday. And the show starts at, you said it's an hour away from Houston.
Yeah.
It's an hour away from there, and we'll leave out fucking Friday.
What all fucking, who's all playing at that?
It's a comedy show.
Oh, it's a comedy show? Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is a fucking big... It's Skankfest. All right? Yeah, okay. I love the fucking name, dude.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, like, who are we talking? Like, what kind of names are we talking? Certain days, I guess?
Legion of Skanks will be there. It's their fucking show. It's their fucking thing. Old boy's fucking... old lady fucking set it up. There's a bunch of fucking people there. Last year, they had Louis C.K. come out.
Oh, nice.
And while he was fucking... this is like 4 or 5 months after he was... He got accused of showing his dick to fucking people. And they didn't even know they were bringing him out. He was just there. That's and they're nice. Like, oh, we got a legend here. And they brought him out. And it's like, boom, Louis C.K.
Oh, God!
And everyone lost their fucking shit, dude.
Once they realize.
There's a bunch of fucking... I don't know if you know any of them. Like, some of the bigger ones come up every now and then. Bert Kreischer, I don't think he'll do it. He's too fucking PG now. You know, he's on the fucking big side now.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see... who was it? Legion of Skanks will be there. Ari Shaffir will be there. He's the one that fed, he did the video, when Kobe died. He goes,
okay.
We lost a fucking murderous rapist, or not a murderous, a rapist was killed today. And he's standing out front of his college football state, or his college basketball stadium. He goes, what? A fucking rapist was killed today. And he goes, and all I gotta say is, rest in shit, you piece of shit, Kobe Bryant. And this was... Day after the fucking helicopter crash. And he, oh my god, dude. So much fucking shit for that. But that's just kind of the fucking guy he is, you know?
Right.
He's like that.
But if it was Trump, how many people would have been there supporting him?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he won, he won Ohio.
You know what?
They took back and did recounts,
I
guess.
Your,
I think it was Ohio.
Phone, Brandon. And I'll fucking do a flashlight.
He won, like, I guess they did a recount fully or whatever, and it shows that Trump actually won one of the states. He goes Ohio is what I'm thinking.
All right, I'm going to get some more fucking wood.
Like I said,
Fox shared it or something like that.
They're going to have to give Biden the states that they're, like, if they're wanting to do it by fraud, they're going to have to give it to them. That way, those people who are in court, the judges that are approving it, everybody that's hiding it, they're all going to get caught up in that. So,
right.
If it works out where they, because what was it? Was it Georgia? One of them was just talking like they're going to go ahead and let Trump show all the proof that he's got, like everything they got.
Right.
So, if that ends up coming through and half these states that have fraud going on.
Fucking draining the cesspool. Dude, one of that just playing the whole time for this election. Like he's had all this shit saved up, like. He's like, all right, draining the swamp, baby.
And that's what I keep telling people. I'm like, dude, he's been saying from the beginning that was his plan, drain the swamp.
Right.
This is all part of it. I mean.
Hell yeah.
If he can pull that off, dude, he's going to, I mean, he's already going to go down his
history. Oh, yeah, he is.
I don't, so many people hate him. And I'm not going to say that he's the best choice. I'm not saying that, but he's by far the best choice out of anyone he ran.
Right. 100%.
In the last, as long as I've been around, really.
Right.
Because, people consider him right wing. He still has done stuff. He's taken away, like, bump stocks and what was that?
You have to appease both sides while you run, you know? Well, like, yeah. I mean...
That's what I'm saying.
You have to. If you're going to keep like one side from right, I mean, it's easier to keep them from right. Yeah. You have to just ban something. And...
But we don't need a politician. We need a businessman. And that's why our economy's going up.
Hell yeah, man.
As much as they want. They talk about...
Dude, the last 2 years, the gas prices have been fucking solid as fuck. At like... Exactly. Right, anywhere between like, what, the lowest was $1.99, I think. And then it went up to... What, ooh. 220 here was the highest, I think, or some shit?
Break that. Hit pause on that.
What I...
X.
All right, now we're back.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
Fucking get this fire half-assed going, which it ain't fucking doing nothing.
Nope.
Dude, I really wish...
Dude, we need to get some, like,
got some wood.
We need to get some, like...
Nine?
I mean, we can.
Good. I don't know where the closest one is.
Not I don't know if that gas station has it or not.
I have no idea. You'd probably be best off going to, was it Mobile or whatever?
Maybe.
Because I think they have it outside.
Do they?
Up. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. I don't know. But...
All right, we'll be right back. All right, now we're fucking back. All
right.
Jesus fucking Christ. Just fucking squirting this shit down. Good for about 30 seconds of heat.
Yeah, you sit here like this.
I mean, it's not fucking cold. It's cold, but...
Right.
It's not fucking bad. Fuck you, get on that side. But... So... The fucking fights. I gotta figure out a fucking replacement for fucking Scott's punk ass now.
Yeah, since he fucking backed up.
Jesus fucking Christ.
God.
Get a Richie or die.
So scared of the fucking mad Polak, Mark Paczynski.
Dude, I'm telling you, if Alex Miller would do that... The bro. Fact, dude, that day whenever he told me, he said he was pissing in the bush. He kept telling him not to do it, and he kicked him into it.
Dude, bro.
Dude, he's got some anger to take out on him now.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe he'll offer
him. Fucking do it.
Maybe. Offer him it, bro. You never know, dude. Well. Maybe he's like, you know, he's dude, like, maybe he takes him. Like,
and I'm going to bring that fucking
dude,
story
yeah,
up.
Yeah, do it. Dude, be like, he'll be like, hey, why are you recording this? Ah, don't worry about it. Hey, remember that one time you got kicked in the bush?
Bro.
Because, yeah, who was it? And then he'd be like, oh, yeah, that was Mark. You didn't know? And like, it just because like, I don't know if... Did he find out that night who pushed him? Or
yeah, because... So right after it happened...
Did Marky say it was him?
No, he turned around. He knew because Marky was standing behind him. And he kept saying, he's like, no, don't piss in that bush, dude. Don't piss in it. I'm telling you, I'm going to push you in it. And he's like, nah, fuck you. And he's standing there. He's laughing. And he did. He came up, put his foot right on his ass and shoved it. And he went in the bush. And when I say he got out...
Where was this?
It was over at...
It was Mike's bachelor party over at fucking
Park Avenue.
Yeah, it was Jeff's old place.
Was that the same
day? Yeah. Jeff.
Oh no. I was gonna say, is that the same day fucking Kyle tried making a fucking jump between houses and damn near killed himself?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that's the night that Scotty Gardner and Alex smoked meth.
Jesus Christ.
Because I come inside or I come up to the porch. No, I open the door, come out, and all of a sudden Scotty hands it to
this
me.
This is the next portion of the show, Midwest Dirtbags.
Yeah, yeah. he hands this to me, and all of a sudden I'm just like, he's like, what's that? And he goes, meth. All of a sudden I'm like, look over at Alex, and Alex was like, and I'm like,
I'm awake.
I'm good on that, man. I was like, I'm chill, dude.
That's one person I would never thought, you know, would try fucking meth.
Dude, this is literally right after he got mad at Scott for doing the mother drugs, you know, and kicked him out.
And that's why he was so pissed at him. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I wasn't doing anything like that. And you're doing nothing. And I was like, well, I mean, I kind of do get Scott's side on that one.
I mean, I do. No, I do get it. I mean, I get Alex's side, too, because, I mean, Scott's just a kind of shitty person to live with. But
let's see if I can get it.
Light it through the top, and it just pours.
Gets into a bottle and explodes.
Oh. I think it's running down. Oh woo! Shit! Woo!
There she goes.
Hell yeah!
Keep it like this for a
welcome
while.
To the crazy train, motherfucker.
I'm the conductor.
Because there's nothing down here at all.
At all. Like,
just waiting the fucking
Well, because it's pulling all the fucking oxygen up because it's burning all so much up there. Shit. There we go.
You know what I'm telling you? Going to Walmart today, I was like, so in Texas, you can't buy liquor at Walmart. Can't get it at a gas station. You got to go to a liquor store.
Yeah.
So when I walked in Walmart, like, that's one of the first things I seen was the Christmas display. And they got all these different bottles, and it was the Christmas sets. And even though I know I'm rarely drink, I'm sitting there looking at it like, man, this is going to be heaven right
Fuck.
Here. You go through and get a couple of those. And now I'm realizing, because I'm used to Texas, it's like, it's expensive as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like $30. Like,
we
Sky.
Went in there and bought that handle for, what was it?
Dude,
like,
it was like almost $50
yeah,
for
dude.
A handle of Crown.
Like, and over here, it's like
the thing
40
is, I remember back
40.
In fucking the day when we were trying to get handles, and it was like, it wasn't $50 fucking dollars, but still, it's like, it's like almost $40 fucking dollars at Walmart almost for a handle of something back then. I was like, God damn, dude, it's a lot.
And it's going up.
But it, now it's like, I can get a handle for like $30 of Bacardi and be set
yeah,
for a fucking while.
I can't
while.
Drink Bacardi though anymore.
Well, it's just me.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. That's like, kind of like Billy ruined me on Fireball. 100%. Like, he's like, oh yeah. He's like, you're just showing up. And I'm like, yeah, I just got off work. And he's like, all right, time to catch up. Yeah. 17 shots in a row. And I'm like, oh, man, really? And he goes, hold on. And he starts taking shots while I'm doing them. So he puts me further in debt. And I'm like, dude, I hit like, I don't know, probably like 18 in. And all of a sudden I'm like the smell of it alone is making me go, ugh. I'm like, oh, God, dude. It's just cinnamon at that point. I'm like, ah, oh, terrible.
Bro, we got some fucking Fireball eggnog in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, if I didn't
I took a hit of that,
that
and I was like, wow, that is cinnamon.
Do you like Fireball?
No, I don't like cinnamon. I can't do cinnamon for shit. Care. Like, at all.
Dakota was trying to get, she got a Jack Daniel honey today.
That's good shit.
Well, she got it for free. She got one. We did this, like,
oh, it was like
neighbor
a
game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she ended up getting that.
Oh.
Got pretty good.
Hey, grab that fucking stick in that pot.
Bro, I was so mad. So, I got these Galaxy Buds, like, a year and a half ago. And the right one after one of the updates.
Not wanting to go.
The right one started getting
Dude, we need to get,
wide.
Like, so newspaper or something?
And the right one.
I would say throw leaves, but that's just going to fucking it. Throw it in the air. Ow.
So, the right one, it was a lot quieter than the left one. So, I'm like, well, they're not going to fix it. They said it's not under warranty. So, fuck it. I'm just going to go buy another one. I'll take the earbuds out, swap them out, in the case, and return it. So I go get it. The left one, or the right one on this one, or the left one on this one doesn't work at all. Like, at all.
This is going to suck.
So I got to go trade it out. And then after I trade it out, I'm going to have to hope that that one works and then return it again. I'm like, dude, that's what I get for trying to cheat them out of a set of headphones.
Dude, I remember one time. Okay, so get this shit. What was that? I worked at Goodwill. So I had found this copy
of Mein Kampf.
Halo 4. Yeah, Mein Kampf. I'm sure they probably got donations of that at some point. It was like mass donations all at one time for some reason. But no, so I got a Halo 4, and I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, I remember this. Like, at that point, it just came out like a couple months before, maybe. Like, oh, shit, I'll just fucking buy this, and then fucking we'll be good. So I ended up buying it, and I couldn't get the game to work. It would load like so many levels, and then it just like would not work. It was like an old school CD. Like, you hit like track 10 and it fucking bloop, done. It just dead. I'm like, what the
That's
fuck?
Why I got
like,
donated.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, okay.
So you took it back and like, oh, this doesn't work, and they gave you another copy?
No, because they didn't have, I mean, they didn't have many there. It was just that was a luck of the moment thing, you know?
No, I mean, like, take it to a fucking store and be like, yo.
Oh, no. What I ended up doing is I went to GameStop and then,
Oh, they buffed it, didn't they?
No, I bought the game and, I ended up getting it to them, basically, and then it was still a high-dollar game at that point. Like, so they had deals with it, and I went and traded in the other copy, because you couldn't tell from, there wasn't really much wrong with it. It just, something happened. Like, I don't know, they microwaved the motherfucker, like with it open, though, you know? Like, some shit. But, yeah, I went and traded it in with something and got, like, more than what it was, easily what I paid for it.
Right.
Like, I mean, I got, like...
You got it for free, didn't
$30,
you?
$40. No.
No?
No, I bought it from them for, like... Fuck, I think it was, like, $5 or something.
Oh,
like,
that's not bad.
Because they asked me. They're like, oh, yeah, how much you think... Like, I guess some games, they know what it goes for, but they usually ask somebody that's in there. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's not that much at one right now. Like... They listed it lower, and I bought it before they even asked me anything. I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy that, too.
Now, fucking... So, yeah. Got to find a fighter for fucking Marky. Because I'm not doing a three-fucking-person fight.
I mean...
And, well, get this. I got a fucking second match added. I got a fucking mud wrestling match between the girls. I got a fucking second match added.
Yeah.
My old boys, Ashley wants in.
Okay.
She wants in on it, yeah, for the halftime show. And, from what I heard, one of my buddy's fiancés wants in it, and she's fucking army medic trained.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fresh out of there 2 years ago. And I'm talking to fucking Ashley about it. I was like, I don't know if you know what you're getting into. Like, I've seen some of the fucking training they had to fucking do for that shit, and, Don't say yeah like you fucking know.
We had to do field medic training.
You fucking weekend warrior.
Shit.
Fuck out of here, dude.
Probably the same shit.
I mean, I so, trust me, I want to put a fucking UFC match between you and Cole, but it just wouldn't fit with the rest of them. It would not make any sense.
Man, that could be like a, I don't know, a special event, a little side event.
Fuck. No, because it's a tournament style.
I mean, yeah, but...
I got that prize up in the fucking, in my closet right now.
Yeah, but this...
You ain't seen it yet, have you?
A personal match, though, you know?
I don't think so.
The
I think you might have sent me a picture, maybe.
No, I didn't. I didn't send anybody a picture.
Oh, no, I think you just told me about it then. You said you had to go pick it up. Remember that?
I need to find a place to get all 10 fucking fighters together so we can just shit talk each other.
Yeah.
You know,
do
like a
mics.
Press conference.
Isn't that where it's happening at?
Maybe. I think so. He said it was cool. But,
or wherever it's going to happen at, that's where we need to do it. Because
we could do
even an introduction. Be like, yeah, this is where the ring's going to be at.
Yeah.
Here's the roster. You know, do some
well,
dumb shit like that.
It's coming to the
point
where it's like, it's getting fucking cold out. And I know 10 people ain't sitting outside. Ain't going to walk out.
Do some,
you know,
fucking big old bonfire or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least enough to keep you warm while you're standing there, you know.
Man, some call them all pussies.
Not like this fucking... What?
So just call them all pussies.
You right.
Stand out here in this cold.
Every one of y'all are fucking faggots.
Yeah, you're going to take this cold like you're going to take these hands.
I'm going to fight every one of you. This isn't a fucking one-on-one. This is one being versus all y'all motherfuckers.
Man, non-negotiable.
Justin, you're first.
Bro.
Shut the fuck up. Don't fucking stretch like you're ready
hands,
to go.
Hands, boy.
I think MMA match between you and Cole would be good to watch. I think you'd get some sort of side game going for that.
Dude, fucking Cole Akimbo sliced the shit out of him.
No.
All right? And I'm not talking UFC Kimbo. I'm talking backyard fights fucking Kimbo.
Shit.
You see fucking Justin with his eyeball fucking hanging out.
Dude, if it goes fucking UFC 100%, Cole's a big guy, but I bet Cole does not know ground game.
You barely know ground game.
What do you mean, I barely know ground game? Ask Robbie. Robbie's ass got choked out. Williams.
Who?
Robbie Williams. You know who I'm talking about.
Was he that skinny motherfucker from the trailer park over there? Robbie Williams.
No, he came to the party house. He was a little bit younger when he did.
Oh,
he
fucking
like
Robbie. The fucking dirtbag you thought was sort of a redneck. It was fucking kids and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking dirtbag. Mm-hmm. That picture, I found that picture again, is a picture of Liz, Scott, and fucking Robbie. And they're all fucking posing like, oh, players. And I was like, this looks like a gangbang or a fucking train that's getting ready to crash.
Yep.
Some shit like that.
They both pegged Scott.
Damn. Yeah,
that's why you think that's why he has. That's the real reason why he's got a loose butthole.
It makes me wonder if at any point he's like, could you imagine if Scott at any point in the future, or even currently, could be like, he wants to be insulted by somebody, like, really demeaningly.
No,
he's just like, oh, yeah, he's like, belittle me, bitch. And, like, all of a sudden, they're like,
fuck,
you vote for Biden, and, like, pinches his nipple. And he's just like,
the first thing anybody says, you get pissed. I don't know what it is.
You can't take criticism for shit, dude. That's what it is.
That's why you need to get everybody together and just have everybody shit talking.
That would be dope. But the thing is, I know there's a few people that don't shit talk. Like my buddy Dustin, he can't shit talk. He's kind of shitty with fucking talking in general.
Well, that's good. Gonna make him matter, and then.
But I told him, I told him, dude, don't fucking shit talk. You're going up against your cousin. Give him the Mike Tyson.
Man,
stare.
Just me, just moving back and forth.
Him, and Dave, I know David could shit talk. I mean, because he was the guy I fucking fought last year, and he'd send fucking snaps out and shit like that. And I was like, all right.
I didn't know I worked with his wife. Like, all of a sudden, I seen a thing up on the board. It said Jessica and his last name or whatever. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. Like, Jessica, the one up there? And then she came back by, and I was like, wait, is David your husband? And she, yeah, and I'm like,
John's gonna kill him, dude.
I was like, okay, like, this was like after that, and I was like, yeah, I was like,
I seen your boyfriend. He was
in our fights.
Are you guys fighting again this year?
I'm not. Okay. I'm running the whole fucking show, dude.
So who's he fighting this year?
Who?
Who's Dustin fighting this year?
Dustin's fighting David. That's his cousin.
Okay.
So
two big Samoan hillbilly looking motherfuckers, yeah. Like.
I'm sitting here fucking talking. I'm over at their house the other day. And we're helping fucking... Oh, I'm not helping. I'm fucking just supervising.
One of them have to come out to deliver.
They pulled the fucking... he blew a head gasket. Fucking David did. And Dustin and David are out there. It's fucking pouring down rain. It's like fucking 46 degrees out.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, I hope they got all on that fucking recorder.
Oh,
too.
My God!
He just shit his pants.
He's like, hold on, let me see if it swishes. Just,
yeah. So, out there, and they're fucking tearing this thing apart. They were up the day before, up till like 3 o'clock in the morning, tearing it down. All right? So I come over, and that's when I got the GoPro. All right? I got a GoPro now. So, video coming soon.
Oh,
YouTube channel coming up soon.
What's the name?
Yeah, what?
What's the name?
What do you mean?
For the YouTube channel.
Holy fucking MMD.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were running something else.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Let me fucking
ask some questions, motherfucker. You,
So, I'm sitting out there, and me and Sarah are out in this, like, little dog patio. It's covered, and it's fucking raining. And we're hearing them out there fucking yelling at each other. You stupid motherfucker. He goes, you almost snapped the fucking bolt off. And I'm sitting out there, and I'm like, I'm just listening. I'm smoking and listening. And, he goes, what the fuck are you talking about? You're the one who fucking put it in wrong, blah, blah, blah. And they start, like, fucking shoving each other. I was like, I fucking peeked my head out. Dude. Save it for April.
For real.
Save
for real. Man, that's going to be a good fight, though. I'm thinking like that already.
That's all.
I told him. I was like, yo, yeah, it's all wet, dude. It's fucking leaves.
Even the top layer I thought might have been good, but...
Go grab some more of that fucking brush off the fire. And we bend it up. We only got about 10 minutes left. Less than that. But,
You find where I fucking dropped this pipe?
So... We're doing that. That's going to be a good one, I think. That's going to be a real good one. But...
Why did Scott back out?
Because he didn't want to fight to begin with.
But he acted like he was, like, ready for it.
Yeah, but that was before the show. We started that last one. And I told him, I was like, yo, if you fight, I'm going to pay you for it. And if you win all the way through, you get a fucking prize. And he was like, well, fuck. And I was like, how much do we fucking pay? And I said, well, fucking 50%, you know, at the door.
Right.
You know, he's like, and it sounded like he was, like, all awake with it. See, it's fucking Marky. It's like I'm putting you up against somebody who's fucking built like a brick shithouse.
But he keeps saying, he's like, well, Mark is a lot bigger than me.
Not by much.
Dude,
yeah. Not by much. Maybe a few pounds. You know?
I mean...
Scott's goblin body like a motherfucker, dude. I think what it is, Mark, he's broader. Straight
back.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, he's a little broader.
He's just broader is all. Straight back.
But I mean, no matter what, it's all friends. It's not like people are
they're gonna fucking. Although I keep egging on the fucking Dustin and David, and I said, you gotta figure out who's the toughest cousin. Yeah. Y'all been fighting since y'all were little.
Yeah.
This is gonna be it right here.
One family.
And Dustin's got like, he's like, I don't know if I'm gonna fucking do it. And I said, it's all right, dude. If you wanna back out, I'll just get his fucking brother. He's tougher anyway.
Dude.
Just shit like that. Dude, his eyes get real narrow. Yeah. I was like, you motherfucker.
Dude, I'm telling you. I ain't never seen two good fighting cousins. One of them's always got to be a bitch. Guys, talk that shit, get them going.
But I told him, I said, yeah, look, man, you ain't got to pay for anything. I'll buy some fucking gloves. At most, you just got to pay for your own mouth guard. 25 cents, I think. Dude. It's like a dollar a piece, you know.
Man, I wish
all this shit's April. Coming out of pocket, though. But so I'm looking to clear up, you know, come out in the fucking, in the green after a while. Look at this prickly fucking dickhead. Don't hit the fan, dumb fuck.
I'm keeping it down.
Jesus fucking Christ. This is why we can hit the... You take my fucking cord with you, I'm gonna stab the shit out of you.
Son of a bitch. You knew I was coming back.
So... Yeah, what's the other one? About Mike and his fucking Mexican... what's his name? Fucking something... Adrian White. That one's... I didn't fucking realize that. That's a fucking boss versus employee fight. Bro. You imagine if he knocks fucking Mike out, and it's like, oh, we gotta put some stipulations to that. It's like, yo, if you can knock Mike out, he's gotta give you a pay raise.
He's gotta convince him somehow.
Either he's gonna be talking shit on Mike at work after he beats him.
Oh, bro, he'll fucking fire him, dude.
Or if Mike beats Mike, yeah, there's gonna be some hell to pay come Monday morning.
What's the other one? Justin Cole. Cole, if that's gonna be a clean sweep.
Shit.
You're live streaming that one, right?
Only clean sweep is going to be you.
On live streaming
it'll be you
everything.
Pulling Cole off that
It'll
rat.
Be on fucking Facebook, and I'll record it and put it on fucking YouTube.
You hear that, Cole?
Hey, hear that, Cole?
No one heard that.
Justin says he's coming for you.
Oh, that video's already out, bro. He done heard that. I fucking sent it to, actually, I think she might have sent it to fucking Chelsea, so I know Cole's fucking sick. No, I think I sent it to Cole.
Did you?
Yeah. So I finally got a hold of his ass, and, I said, I told him, I was like, yo, you still cool with fighting? He was like, yeah, man, I'm totally down. I was like, cool, I found your opponent. I sent that video Justin talking dude. Shit.
So when...
He was like, fucking bet, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's long. What days are you off this week? This coming week?
Saturday, Sunday. But I'm off at 2.
Oh, yeah, So. Okay. So, yeah, at some point, we need to get up with Cole and Chelsea, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime this week we
But Cole's got a stupid fucking schedule.
Yeah,
dude.
His is weird.
He really
like,
does.
What's he working on?
He's a weird... Like, I think he only gets off like 6. But he goes in early. So I think he works like a 15-hour shift or some shit. It's
right,
dumb.
Like 3 to 6 or something like that.
What was the other one? I got Kim and Liz going at it in a fucking mud match. Which, that's a long time coming. What are you doing? That's not going to burn, you dumb shit.
It's not
stuck
burn.
In the fucking flume.
It's not fucking far enough.
Crunch it down. Jesus fucking Christ. No one ever accused you of being fucking bright. That's for goddamn sure. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I need to figure out, because if I can get vacation or if that was around my 7, I could...
You can't break a stick and you're trying to fucking break fucking Cole's face.
Huh?
You can't break that stick and you're trying to break Cole's face.
I'm not trying to break it and fucking fuck my hands up because it's cold.
Yeah, if I get vacation, come down here. It'll
be the weekend after Easter. So
I think the way that worked out, it'd be like I could take 2 days off. See, that's the only thing though is I try to say no. I might be able to because I get 2 years vacation after January.
Yeah.
I get 2 weeks. Then I forgot I've been there 2 years as of January 24th or something.
Damn, have you been there that long already?
It doesn't feel like it.
Oh.
No, it don't. I mean, fuck, it doesn't seem like you've been there long, but I guess at some points it has. So.
It definitely feels like...
Should I remember when you moved down there and you were living at your mom's still, and you didn't have, like, the internet fucking
God
sucked.
Damn.
Dude, and Woo. We went... Dude, Brandon didn't play fucking Xbox, I
for
feel like,
year.
I'm like, yeah, dude, it was a
once.
Minute.
It was one time I tried to play.
Yeah, I think we tried playing Hardline or some shit, and, like, you see, you look over Brandon's character, and he's, like, fucking... It, like just scooting across the map. And
I'm
shit.
Like, why don't I have a gun? They're like, you got a gun? I'm like, oh, my screen. I'm
yeah, he took like a screenshot and sent it to me.
It was weird. Or it'd be just a gun and no person.
So yeah.
Do we want to do a second part to this?
It don't matter to me. I'm the same way. I think about 10 o'clock, I'm probably going to roll
what
out.
What time is it? It's not even. Oh, it's
9:37. Okay.
Maybe we can still do so.
Well, fuck. Ah! Fucking cuss!
See why I was taking my time?
I said after tomorrow,
Brandon,
I probably
break
got
this fucking thing. I got a close show. Thanks for this part. Alright, you heard it here. We'll be fucking back for part 2. It'll probably only be about 30 minutes, but you know you love us.